The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it for $1,313? Give us your guess. Who and what is it?
My guess is that Brett got sprayed by a skunk. Well, I didn't say it was fun.
Well, that would have been traumatizing. My car has gotten sprayed, but I have not.
He has not. Sorry, Michelle.
All right, thank you. Have a great day, guys, and enjoy those margaritas.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo. We're going to have some margaritas a little later. All right, keep the guesses coming. 888-333-B101, $1,313. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it for $1,313? We have Jana on the line. Good morning. Hi, Jana.
Hello. Hi, good morning, Kathy.
How are you?
Good. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
There we go. That's the spirit.
Let's see if we can make this real happy for you. Who and what is it? What do you think?
All right, my guess is that Laura had a slice of pizza stolen from her by a seagull.
Laura.
Laura relaxing with a margarita on the beach and a pizza.
So I'm very protective of my pizza, so no. It was not able to.
That was like a definite no. Sorry, Jana.
All right. Well, thank you.
Have a great day.
That was a hard no.
I feel like Laura's very protective of like all of your food, not just from seagulls, right? Like you enjoy, you love food.
What does this mean,
she
Gabby?
She wraps her arms around it and growls at all of us. Yeah. Yeah, come here. Hey,
no,
Laura, that looks good.
She's like, Laura bit me the other day because I looked at her tasty cake.
I don't know what Kathy talking about there.
I eat one bar a day, Kathy. Do you want
one? I'm not saying that.
Kathy,
eat a
are you
lot.
Looking at my tasty curd?
But I feel like you. I don't know. You like enjoy
what?
Food. Like, she's like very. I don't know. I'm not articulating this correctly.
I really want to know where this is going.
Yeah.
I am really.
Everyone else, hold on. Yeah. We're getting to the bottom of what you meant, Kathy.
Yeah, I just
feel like you would bite me if I touched your hand.
Smack your hand away.
And with that note, we'll go to Katie, who's on the line. Good morning, Katie.
Hello, good morning. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
Do you bite people if they come near your food, Katie? Like Laura?
Sometimes.
Yeah. All right, Katie, what's your guess?
My guess is that Kathy dropped her phone down an elevator shaft.
Wow, that was after Laura hit her for the sandwich Kathy was trying to steal.
I was running out of here, and my phone fell down.
Yeah, right, yeah.
No, Katie, I've never dropped my phone down an elevator shaft.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You got
too. Keep trying. Ooh. You know where I did drop my phone? I was at a restaurant and I was in a booth and in between like the booth and the wall, but the booth was secured. Like it was like.
Oh, so you couldn't move it at all.
And
all the way down there.
And I could see it and we had to. Yeah, it was like a whole thing to try to get it out. Ugh. All right. We have our last call for this round. Let's see if Bobby is going to win this money.
It's not because it's Adam.
Yep. Let's see if Adam is going to win this money. Good morning, Adam. Yep.
Good morning.
All right, what's your guess, Adam?
I'm going with that Bobby had a llama spit in his face like at a zoo.
It was actually Laura. He tried to eat some.
Yeah, the llama tried to eat some of Laura's food and immediately spit right
That's her
in the
defense.
Face. That was her defense. Adam / Bobby, it is a great guess, but no, it's not the llama spitting in my face, all right?
All right. Thank you
for putting up with us too. We appreciate it.
Sorry,
we appreciate
Adam. These poor people, they desperately want to win the money and like we're losing.
We're having
it
a morning
here.
This morning.
We're having a morning. We need margaritas.
Yeah, we do.
Don't you touch mine, Kathy.
I hope they bring Laura chips or something because she's getting angry.
Get violent.
I'm so hungry.
$1,313 still up for grabs. We'll do that again at 9:10 this morning. If no one touches Laura's food. between now and then.
I was just saying, like, she is territorial.
We're going to get to the bottom
of this.
You know
what she meant.
Yeah, you know.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
$1,313 to give away to someone who gets the impossible question correct. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? Good morning, Lance.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hopefully I'm better after this answer.
All right. What do you think?
I think it was Kathy and she got pooped on by a bird.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
All right. Not it, though.
Sorry, Lance. We actually had a similar guess, and I think everybody here has, you know, when you're sitting on the beach and the seagulls come by, and I think it happened to all of us. Sorry,
incoming.
Lance.
Oh, no problem.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Keep those guesses coming, 888-333-B101. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it for $1,313? One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We've got a whopping $1,313.
No, we don't. We've got 22,865 pesos. It's
like,
Cinco de Mayo.
No. Yep. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, who and what is it?
I think it's Kathy. And she worked with a magician that either sawed her in half or made her disappear.
Oh. What's the number of that magician? just in case. Anyone was
just in case.
Just in case. No other reason. Just in case.
That was good. No, I'm sorry, Tom. I've never been sawed in half or disappeared. Good for you, Bobby. I'll be here forever.
It's never happened, Tom.
Sorry, Tom.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right, one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I think it's Bobby, and he had a seagull swoop down and take his sunglasses.
Take my sunglasses. Have you been following me on Instagram lately? Is that where you were pulling this from?
I was just trying to pull something out.
Okay, because I posted a video yesterday of the flyer sent over some sunglasses that I had. So I did a sunglasses video, and I thought maybe she was doing a little research, which would be nice to do that research, except that it's not correct.
Sorry, Chris.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's go to our last guest of the morning. We have Todd. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you doing?
Good. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
Well, based on your reaction yesterday, I'm going to say that you, Kathy, got stung by the jellyfish.
Ah, everybody guessing stuff at the beach. Todd, sorry, that is not correct.
That's right.
All right, you could try again tomorrow, though, Todd.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Man, Bobby, you thought we were getting a winner today. I kind of did too, I'll be honest.
Certainly thought we were. So now it's going to be $1,414 tomorrow. Tomorrow, we are getting a winner. Mark it down.
You think?
Yes, write it down. It's happening tomorrow. I know it's going to happen. Yes.
All right, we will see. $1,414 tomorrow morning. We'll do it two times tomorrow morning. We have the Harry Styles keyword again tomorrow morning. Thank you to Rosie Gilronen, the state manager from Gran Coromino Tequila. They brought in tequila. It's Kevin Hart's tequila, also the official luxury tequila of the Philadelphia Eagles. And we had margaritas this morning for Cinco de Mayo.
Delicious.
And thanks to all the kids that called in with their impressions of Mom. We're going to do that again tomorrow. We're going to keep this going all week up until Thursday at 10 o'clock. We'll cut it off then, and then we will announce the winner on Friday. But it's your chance to win Mom. An overnight stay at the Borgata for Mother's Day.
It's basically your kids making fun of Mom and you winning a prize for it.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
Maddie, I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells and the Casa Amor trauma to the absolute wreckage of movie night, we're judging it all.
Pull up a day bed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.